Dance Moms fans, this is the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Dance Moms. Abby's fired. Let's see what happens.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh, I get lights too? Thanks. Hi, guys. Dance Moms, episode 28, season 6. I love this. Like, I could just hang out all day with them. Hi, guys. So, I'm Jennifer Leone. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV. I want to dive right into this because I want to know what your opinions are. Please go to our live chat and talk to me and tell me what you guys think because I have a lot of thoughts on this episode. So, Kendall and Jill fire Abby from Kendall's music career. So I think that she kind of took it out on the girls and it really affected their solos. So tell me what you think throughout the show, because that's basically the main focus on this episode. So Abby kind of contradicts herself here over and over again in this episode. So it opens up this whole episode with Jill and Kendall chatting in the car about how she has this album and they're sitting on it and they really need to start focusing on her music career. And I mean, it would be nice if Kendall and, you know, Abby could still have a relationship and still work together, but also have a music career, and she does well in both worlds. But I don't know. What do you guys think about the balance there? Do you think that Abby thinks it's got to be one or the other, or all or nothing, or what do you guys think? But I'm a little confused on Abby's thoughts on that part. But I think she makes things pretty clear later. So I don't know Kendall's music career, but I haven't heard anything about it. I know that she's very, very successful though and has an amazing voice. I've heard her sing. So I want to see though, if they're going to bring that more into the show or they just completely stop it right away, because it does seem like Jill wants to still, she's going back and forth. She's going back and forth a lot, and I don't know if it's because the moms persuade her or she sees more because of the moms or what happens there, but I don't know. Let's see what happens. But all right, so let's go into Kalani, and she mentions in her little interview that Abby's favorite soloist is gone. So does this affect the solos this week? The girls have solos. There's three solos, which is exciting because if you've watched the past few shows, there has not been a solo since Maddie and Mackenzie have left. So obviously Abby is a little scared. She doesn't know how her reputation will uphold with the other girls because she hasn't really found her star. There's always, you know, a strong point and a weakness in all the girls. So with Maddie, she even says in this episode, there needs to be someone who tells a story and also has that technique and is able to do that. And it is all in your face and how you tell a story. So she does have a point and she wants to find that star. And I don't know if she's ever going to be happy. It seems to me like she is really, really missing Maddie without saying it. She's mentioned it. She didn't mention it directly, but she definitely said a few things that raised flags. Like she really misses Maddie and she needs to find that next person. And I think that's the whole theme of this whole season. So when Kalani noticed that though and said it, I just kind of, you know, went back. I was like, oh, wow. So if Abby goes to jail, then what happens to Kendall's music career? They do have a good point there because their manager will be in prison and there's nothing really she can do from there. So it's kind of, I mean, I understand their point. And also she's been sitting on her music. You need to get out there. You need, time is everything. You need to you know, strike while the iron's hot. So let's move into the pyramids. So we'll talk about the minis first. And I do like how Abby is doing the two pyramids because, you know, at first she had them all together and I don't think that's fair. Obviously, it doesn't even, you can't even do that in these current episodes because they're now so different. The minis didn't even perform this week. So, but I'll get into that. So Liliana is at the bottom and she had that duet with Brynn, but she cries and she lost. So she's the second and Abby doesn't like second. So she needs to tell these girls right away. I feel like this is her logic. She needs to show that second is not great. You need to be first. So that's why she's at the bottom of the pyramid. It's no question about it. It doesn't matter how well she did. She needs to be at the bottom so that she can think to herself, I need to be number one, and have that drilled into her head like Maddie did. I know you guys don't like me talking about Maddie like that or comparing, but in this episode, I think it's really, really important. She comes up a lot and also indirectly. So anyway, moving on. So there's Liliana and Alexis at the bottom with her. She needs to move, or she needs to get her flexibility together. So I did see that little somersault. She could be better, you know, just taking a few extra hours out of the day to stretch or, you know, doing anything like that. And I think that Abby has a good point. So then we have Ariana. All she said was good because Ariana is really good. There's really nothing to say there. Peyton. Peyton's next because Abby made a really good point here. And it kind of brought me back to my dancing days that she's not lazy. And I remember being really little in dance class and watching the other girls and they didn't do it full out. And my dance teacher would yell at us. I mean, I'm talking like we're like probably four or five, somewhere around there. And I remember she had this big stick and she would tell us, no, you need to go full out, even if it was, you know, a plie or something little. And it continued that she got even more serious about that, that we always need to be full out every time. So with Peyton, she's not lazy at all. And she said that she has that back, oh, wait, the back tuck over and over again. So she just kept doing that back tuck as hard as it is and as little as she is, and I'm sure as tired as she is, she continued to do it every single time and made sure that she did it well. Whereas a lot of the girls, the elite girls, I've noticed in the past episodes that they don't do it out in full. And then Abby got on them, but the girls didn't go in full a lot. And I think that was Kendall's issue at first. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that there was a specific girl where it wasn't, she needed to be full out. So at the top is Eliana. Eliana is perfect, as Abby would say, but she froze. She froze when she forgot her dance. I'm really, really shocked that Abby would put her at the top. I'm wondering what her mindset, what is it? Like, why, I don't know, because I feel like if you forget your dance, that's already qualifications to get to the bottom of the pyramid. But she did look perfect. So I guess she was just perfect enough to be at the top. But she was removed to the bottom. So I remember that. So she went to the bottom with Liliana and Alexis. So she made that point. That was it. I answered my own question. She moved her to the bottom. And it just shows you that every little week, every single little move and everything, it matters, and you need to continue to work, especially if you forget, you still need to do something. She just literally froze on stage. So let's move on to the teens. JoJo is at the bottom, and she was only in the group, and that's all Abby had to say. She really didn't say anything else. Kendall, Abby says that she needs to take her corrections and apply them. I personally think that she does, but I have not seen her day to day. I obviously don't work with her, so I obviously don't know. I only see what my reality is on the show, and it looks like Kendall is really great with that. I think Kendall's issue, I was watching in the group dance, I'll talk later, but she does have this... like a posture thing that stands out, and I think there's something going along there, but I think that she's great, but Abby put her right next to JoJo. She needs to take corrections. And with Nia, she was great in the group, so she's next. And that was it. Nia, they didn't really show much of Nia at all. And that, I don't know, I felt like Nia deserved a solo, but we'll talk about the solos in a bit. with Brynn, she was exquisite, but she wanted more. Abby wanted more from her. I think she's always pushing. She always wants the girls to do amazing. So it makes sense that she said that. And then we have Kalani. Kalani was outstanding in the group. She was beautiful to look at, and she doesn't, Abby says she doesn't want her to rely on being pretty, but these are her comments about her, outstanding and beautiful. I couldn't agree more. I always think that Kalani does amazing, and it was cute that Abby put Paula on the top. I thought that that was adorable. But again, she took her off, just like the other girl, Eliana. She took her off the top. I mean, it's okay. It was a cute gesture. I thought it was cute. And she was taken off because she's not a part of the Abby Lee dance company. But why does JoJo get last then? I feel like JoJo needs to... I mean, I guess all the girls did great, but I feel like JoJo's been getting... I don't know, really taken advantage of a little bit. I feel like JoJo deserves more. Oh, thank you, someone on the group chat. Watcher Carter, Brynn can't do more. She is great. I agree. I think she's awesome. Probably Abby wants her to just, she's just waiting. She's comparing everyone to Maddie. I think she's just over it, and she's just literally comparing. There's no one that's going to be Maddie, so she's doing that to her. But I agree. I think Brynn cannot do more. She's just brilliant. So they go to the Dream Dance Competition in Panorama City, California. And they have Minecraft for the teen group. I'm not that young where I know all of that, but I have a little brother and sister, and they do play, and I hear it's the biggest thing ever. So I'm kind of in my bubble over here in LA and haven't really played much games, but it's what everyone's doing, Minecraft. And it's finally something that they can connect to, which I thought was important. And maybe Abby's really trying here to make the girls feel more emotion, to pull it out of them and give face. And I'm not really sure what her motive was, but I think it's great, whatever it was. I think that she did amazing on picking this because she saw the sword in a store and just instantly thought of it, which, I mean, I guess inspiration comes everywhere, and I like that they even had the prop. I like that, even though the moms didn't agree. I feel like they need to complain about something always. So let's get into the solos. Finally, solos, you guys. We get solos back. So yeah, Abby says since Maddie left, this is where she brings it up. This is where I see Abby a little nervous. She's not having as much fun and smiling as she usually is. She's like, all right, I've played my games, and now this is it. Let's see if my three girls can sink or swim. So she wants them to nail both story and technique, like I said before, and I think that that's been an issue throughout this season, last season, just with girls not doing that. But I feel like Nia is being overlooked. Nia definitely has more capability than I think that Abby gives her credit for. She has the technique and she does sell a story. She has that face that a lot of the girls are lacking. Beautiful Stars says, I felt the Minecraft dance is the best dance so far this season. I agree. I thought it was amazing. And we'll talk a little bit more later, but it made me feel like there was as much effort as if Maddie were in the group and as it was before. So I loved it. But anyway, so again, with the solos, Kalani gets a solo first, and it's called On the Edge of My Seat. It's a contemporary musical theater, and the moms have an issue. Kira doesn't really have too much of an issue, and that's a big issue here in the show. So with Kalani, I feel like I agree with them that she is a little old for a lot of this, especially going to a competition. It is a smaller competition, so I don't know if Abby was just seeing what she could do and knew that she would just do amazing, so she just felt like she could give her anything. And on to JoJo. She gets jazz, which she is amazing at, and it's called Ferocious, just like JoJo. I can't wait to talk about that number, by the way. Kendall, she gets contemporary, and it's finally a number that is as difficult as they can get. And it's called Cold and Clear. Jill argues that it might be cold and clear, some kind of message, subliminal message for them because they're firing Abby. They sent her legal documents through their lawyer, and they said, I had my attorney contact her attorney, and she's fired from Kendall's music career. Not yet, though, but it's in the works. And Cold and Clear, she's nervous. Jill's nervous at first if that's good or not. Never know. You never know with Abby. And now let's move on to the minis. I did not know this, but the minis were competing against themselves. So they won. And that's why, you know, their group dance did great. They were not together. They weren't. They don't do that. And that's why Abby brought in another choreographer. And I really liked when she did that, though. Jumping ahead just a little bit, because when he was conditioning them, just little hints here and there, like move my hand, or I'm moving my hand, you move your hand. I really like that because it makes them think and makes them be quick, and they need to work together. So the moms get really upset when Abby says they will not be performing. And one of the moms says, why? Abby blurts out a fast list saying their musicality, they have to work together, knowing their counts, timing, peripheral vision, feeding off of each other. Should I go on? It's harsh, but it's true. They're little girls. It's okay, but not for Abby, I guess. She wants them to be perfect, and she might get them there. Let's see how it goes. But this week, they are not competing. And they're learning steps. I think that it is important for them to go back to those basic ballet fundamentals. And it's funny, though, that they have everything that Abby said before on tape. Because in this episode, she says that it's not important. Or wait, what did she say? She was saying basically that it's not important what happens or any Well, you know what? I will go into that later. I just feel like I'm jumping ahead, and I want to address everything step by step. So let's move on to the 3 days of competition. So let's start with Minecraft. There's soldiers going into battle, and they only did the first 30 seconds. I think that it's important to do the whole dance. And she only gave them 30 seconds of their song. So that was concerning, and I'm sure concerning for them. And then they didn't really do too much. Then there was just them working, and it was really quick, and then they moved on. So I don't think that was fair. What do you guys think? Thank you, guys. Nia, Vanessa Bay says, Nia is the best storyteller of the group. I agree. I definitely agree. Watcher Carter says, JoJo is just a performer, not really a true dancer. I feel like she is a true dancer. She doesn't have that technique that is so on point that she's constantly being compared to the other girls, and she is a great, great performer. But she does need to work on her technique a little bit, and I think she's really awesome and definitely a true dancer. So let's move on to Kendall. Cold and clear. She's Neptune, god of sea. And it's contemporary, which, you know, is something that always wins. And when Abby would give a contemporary dance to Kendall and or to Maddie or whoever, it would be just perfect. And throughout the other seasons, Kendall says, you know, oh, it's Maddie. Maddie gets this. Maddie gets that. And, you know, the other girls do too. But this is the point. It's like, okay, well, here's everything we can do. Now it's up to you. And that's basically how they go throughout this show. And they call it a Kalani-type solo. And I feel like by saying that, that means like she does pick. Which is a constant battle in this show. It's like, does she pick? Doesn't she pick? Does she pick her battles? Does she forcefully do things? Does she purposely do things? So in this cold and clear with Kendall, she sets her up like Kalani. That's what Ashley says. She's setting her up so that does she want to fire Abby anymore? You know, she's... what Ashley is trying to get across is, okay, Abby really wants to work on Kendall's career, and she does not want any more legal issues. She just wants to drop it all and then still have stars. You can't do that. You just can't. And with this, Ashley is basically saying that, you know, I think that she's giving her that good solo so that she doesn't get fired. Was it true? What do you guys think? Oh, thanks, guys. Beautiful stars. I feel like JoJo is just looking to have fun and to be a star. I don't think she cares about having great technique. What do you guys think about that? I mean, it could be true. It could be. We'll see next episode. We'll get into that later with the predictions. But so... Jill's taking it. Jill's happy. Jill loves that Kendall is getting this opportunity. This is what she's been waiting for since day one, for her girl to be the big star. And she's finally at that crossroads. So now let's move on to the sultry dance for Kalani. And Abby brings up Fosse. Bob Fosse, who says, like, less is more, always, and it's not a Fosse dance. She's just bringing this up for motivation and basically saying that she needs to work. She needs to work this. Less is more, but be sultry with it. And, you know, a lot of times if you overdo it, it just looks so obvious, and then it's very musical theater, and then no one's getting points. So... this is this is interesting because Abby says that the idea of this is she's the frumpy girl. She's the frumpy girl in the dream. And Abby's not setting her up to win. What do you guys think about that? I didn't feel like she was the frumpy girl. And I didn't feel like it was a dream. And now that I think about it, the whole issue with Kalani's outfit or her costume, it makes sense because everything's in the stage production of it, especially if it's a musical theater, you know, dance. So with that, I think that that was a little half done. I do. And it's unfortunate because Kalani is just amazing. So let's move on to JoJo. She has the jazz solo for Ferocious. And she's a pop star. She's a pop star now. Her song's on the chart. She has a music video. She has all of this stuff going on. And I have heard of JoJo's career. I'm not in that age group. So for me to hear it, it means that there's been some buzz about it. And, you know, should Jill do her own thing? What do you guys think? You guys think that she got the contemporary solo as punishment because she knows she wouldn't win. Kendall typically does better with jazz. That is true. And, no, it wasn't a fussy dance at all. No, I didn't say that. She brought it up, though, as a less is more type of inspiration. So now with Jesselyn. Jesselyn in this episode is stirring the pot, as she usually does. So she brings up Jill, Kendall, blah, 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 back and forth, back and forth. This she has a number one song, Kendall does, and they're going back and forth. That Abby and the moms just blow up, and Abby says that she used to drive a Hummer and she was doing great. So I think that these fights in this episode are just, they're just a lot, especially when the girls are going through so much and there's so many changes happening. So I just want to move on from that. But Jill seemed genuinely mad. For the first time, I saw Jill fuming. And you always see Jill upset, but this time I felt like it was just a lot. So is Kira not fighting? And it's the day to competition, or day of competition. Is Kira not fighting for Kalani? What do you guys think? No one's talking yet about that. But it was cute, you know, watching the minis going back and forth. I loved that scene. I really, really did. It like brought me back to when I was little. And they were just, you know, doing their fundamentals. Do you think Abby should spend time with the minis if the teens have the competition the next day? Because Abby was with the girls, the little mini girls, doing a ballet dance or ballet fundamentals. And this is where I wanted to talk about what Abby said in the past seasons. She said that, oh, the girls don't need ballet. The girls don't need ballet. And in this episode, she's contradicting herself, saying, oh, the girls do need ballet. So it's back and forth. It's back and forth. I personally think that everyone needs to know the basics. And if you can't get the basics, then you can't move forward. And even if you're moving forward, there's going to be little things that aren't as perfect as other girls. And everyone knows in this industry, in the dance world, it could be you and another person, and it could come down to one pointed foot or whatever it is, and it could be so small. So those things do matter. So now let's move on. By the way, someone said, you know, they were swearing in front of the kids. I personally didn't like that, where she called her a stupid bee in front of the children. I really didn't think that that was okay. I think that the kids needed to leave for that. I've noticed now that at the end of the show, the kids leave. They completely leave the room when the mom's fighting, when usually they were there before. So, again, now with the elite group and the moms having a problem, they had a problem with the sword. And, you know, is Abby playing a game here? Do you think that she's doing that on purpose? I personally thought that it was exactly what Abby said. She needed the props and it inspired her. And I thought it looked great. So, I don't know. Tell me what you guys think here. Kira knows it's just for TV. Yeah. The fights are ridiculous because they're about nothing, especially the fights with the mini moms. I agree. I feel like a lot of it's set up. I feel like Kendall does okay with Jazz because that's what she's always been given. Yes, always. And she needs to be good at everything. She needs to be good at everything. So that's what Abby wants her to do. So now they bring up Kira's problems with the law. That stuff happens with the tabloids. Things will come out. So she had a little issue back in the day, and back in 2003, I don't think she's handling things very well. She can't just sleep on things. Maybe if it's time for Kalani's career to move forward, she needs to maybe hire a publicist. I'm not sure, but something needs to happen there because that is very, very bad news. Someone said, I think Kalani is amazing, but Kira doesn't care. Kira said last season that she's only here because Kalani wants to. That is true. That is true. I don't know. I don't know. I guess she just wants to let Kalani do whatever she does and let Abby take control. So now let's move to the actual dance competition. It starts off with a fight with Abby, with a registration, and things didn't work out okay. I didn't like how Abby was talking to the director, and do you guys think that that affected how the girls ended up doing or placing in the awards? I personally don't think it mattered, but a lot of people did, and Abby was basically putting down this woman, and it was embarrassing for me to watch, and I wasn't even there, and I don't even know these people. So I could just imagine being in the room or being that director. I felt for her. I felt so sorry for her. And honestly, if I were her, I wouldn't let Abby in. They took their lunch so that they could perform. Abby should be saying thank you. Although she was fighting her before that, I don't know if that's maybe why she got them to give up their lunch, but I just thought that that was completely inappropriate. Someone said Kira made her attempt for... Oh. It's all right. It's all right. I can't believe how Abby acted either. I really, really, really can't believe that. So now let's move on. Kendall seemed very thankful. She kept saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I was watching Nia contouring, and I was really focused. I was waiting for Nia to come up, and my eyes just went to her. I was just watching her doing her makeup. She was like cute, calm, and collected. But I was watching the makeup a lot in this episode. That's a whole other story. But now Solo, that was the only thing that I saw of Nia. It's like I want to see more. So the solos over duos. That's what Abby says. She likes solo. She prefers solo. She wants stars. She doesn't want to deal with duos. And it's probably easier to choreograph a solo. So the mini moms are just constantly talking, confronting Abby, walking in. I felt that that was a little staged only because why are they walking in again after they did it before and they were yelled at? So I don't know. Do you think that was set up, guys? Oh, no, but it was... Okay, yeah, someone said she... it was embarrassing. She didn't go after the judges. So, I don't think it affected how they did in the end. But I don't know. Someone thinks that it does affect their scores. Who knows, though? It's a small industry, too. So, now let's move on. Oh, I noticed, by the way, that Ashley was picking fights, and Kira definitely called her out right away. She nipped that in the bud, and you don't hear from Ashley on Kira the entire episode, and it's not Ashley's place to talk. So they're talking about Kalani's wardrobe, and I felt that, you know, they did need to have an extra costume, and Abby did say you could throw anything on her and she'd look great. I don't think that that's the right attitude. I think everything should be done at 110%. So I'm not sure. What do you guys think about her outfits? Oh, someone thinks Nia should have gotten a solo. I think so too. I think she was on top. Yep. Yeah, she was on top of the pyramid. Just saying. I agree. Abby is a bit rude sometimes when things don't go her way. Sometimes. Well, sometimes, I think maybe always. So let's move on to JoJo, Ferocious. She has a jazz number. I noticed it's not technical. I was watching it. It was very good. It was very good and entertaining. But there was there was nothing in there to even give her a score, I felt like. I really felt bad for her, even though it was great and it was beautiful, of course. I loved her outfit. I loved the tiger, but it was unfortunate that she didn't really have anything. Yes. People are agreeing. So, Kalani had, I wanted to say really quick that JoJo's turns were perfect. That was a big thing for me because her turns were perfect. Even though it wasn't technical, it was really great. Kalani, she had Edge of My Seat, the musical theater number. What I watched, it's not something that wins. She had a chair. That's fine to have a prop. People were arguing her age and having a chair. I'm not sure. Tell me how you guys think about the chair and an age. I'm not sure about that, if there's an age limit. So it just really wasn't something that wins. And I really felt bad for Kalani. So now we have JoJo and Kalani that have solos, but they're just so, they're basic solos. Like, so basic that have... I mean, obviously the girls look beautiful. Obviously they're on point. But there needs to be something to even give them a score. So I feel that Abby did set them up and did set Kendall up to succeed. And this was her final, I guess, just display of what she can do for Abby. I think that Abby really wanted to see her this week and see how she fought and could be that star. So, I don't know about that. Tell me what you guys think. Oh, I don't think the chair matters either. What she needed is harder technique and dance to win. Yeah, I didn't know if there was something with age, though, because they were talking about her being too old for that. I love musical theater, too. Abby's choreography musical theater is just juvenile. That's true. That is true. So, Kira's reaction to all this is, it just worked out. It just worked out. So I think Jill and Jessalyn have a lot to say, more to say than Kira. And do you guys think they should mind their business? What do you guys think? Do you think that Jill and Jessalyn should mind their own business? Or is it good that they're stirring this up? Is it good that Kira should care? Should she be saying more to Abby? I think that maybe she should say something a little bit, maybe pull Abby to the side. I don't know. These types of situations are always so hard. So I agree with Kira, but I also agree with Jill and Jocelyn. I don't know. What do you guys think? So let's move on to the group dance, the Elite Minecraft group dance. I could tell right away that the judges loved the idea of it. They had smiles on their face when the camera panned to them immediately. They loved that it was young and different. I don't think too many people do this. And that's what Abby really does well, is really thinking outside of the box sometimes. So I thought that this was amazing. I thought it was great. My eyes, so I was watching it. Everyone did amazing. They really worked as a group. And sometimes my eyes went to Kalani as the star of that group dance. Although I don't really feel that that happened too often. I feel like everyone really blended well. I'm saying that in a good way. I think that it's really, really great that everyone is just so together and they're working as a group. I think that that's so important. So now let's move on to the awards. The awards. So Jill's already loving everything. She thinks that Kendall's going to win. And she's smiling, dancing in the seats. I thought that that was really funny. So let's talk about the teen solos. So how disappointing was this? But yet, not that surprising. Seventh place. Do you guys remember the last time that Abby's girls have gotten seventh place? Seventh. Cold and Clear was Kendall. Seventh. I just couldn't believe that. I thought that Kendall did really, really good. She really did great. But she needs to sell it. She needs to sell it in her face, and I didn't see it. She didn't tell me a story. So that's really important. So now, edge of my seat with Kalani. They keep saying, age 15, chair. I mean, I get it. She gets fourth place. And JoJo didn't go at all. She didn't place at all, which again is not surprising. It's just not. I just feel really bad for these girls. And I think that Abby really saw a lot here. And it's kind of like little tests, and this is how they're graded. And now for the top elite team small group, Minecraft got first. Is that any surprise? I thought that they were just absolutely amazing. Everyone thinks, oh, Kalani is a star. She's got it all. Everyone's saying Kalani's a star. Kendall can dance, but she has always needed to work on her face. That is true. Always. Just sit in front of the mirror. Just look. I feel like she always thinks that her prettiness is going to take her places, and it's just in one ear and out the other, and she really needs to work on it, though, and take those critiques, like Abby says, take the critiques and apply them. So she's just dancing. Where's the emotion? I agree. She just has like a fish look on her face, and sometimes she does a half smile. So anyway, that I just think it's this whole episode was just really hard. It was just really hard. And the mom montage, though, made me laugh in the end, if you guys agree, where they were seeing all the moms yell at each other. And JoJo has a single. She has a book. She has a patent, music video. She has so much going on. Jesslyn calls out Abby for Kendall. So now here's the big question of the episode. Is Abby doing this to Kendall so that she can take Abby back as a manager and not be sent to someone else and do a lot better, because that to Abby would be a nightmare, that she is the one that didn't make Kendall a star, but someone else did. And I think Kendall does have that quality, but we need to see how it goes and what happens. So is Abby going to sue Jill? We'll find out. She says, talk to my lawyer next time he's in the building. So let's really quick do predictions, just really, really quick. They do sue.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, someone said, yeah, they need to talk to Nia. Nia needs to be in more. I agree. So hopefully next episode, there needs to be more Nia. I really, really hope so. So it's the suicide hotline. I think here Abby is trying to see if the girls can pull this off, and not only that, pull it off in a way that is monumental, just like when Maddie was in their group. Can they make this another mind-blowing performance? And it's really in the choreography. This is where it shows that Abby picks the choreography And she knows the level. She knows the level of how good and how intense it's going to be. Now, I noticed this about JoJo. She's not in the group. And she's a no-show because she didn't like the duo idea. She wants a solo. I'm not sure. Let's find out next week. And the minis actually perform. So I'm really excited to see that. Tell me what you guys think. Please write in the comments. Everyone, thank you guys for chatting in. Please, please, please keep writing. I'm Jennifer Leone. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook now at Jennifer Leone TV. And please follow AfterBuzz TV as well. And use our hashtags, ABTV. Please, please comment, thumbs up, follow us on all social media outlets. I'm Jennifer Leone, and I'll see you next week for the next episode of Dance Moms.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.